Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
The police have just got to be right, Jack. The shot that killed Job come from out on the porch.
I know that.
And Faye, Hope, and Cherry, and Grandma Martin was a-setting right in this room with us.
That's right.
So they couldn't have done it if they'd wanted to.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
It not only looks that way, it is that way. What you keep nosing around this library for? What you expect to find?
The answer.
Answer? Answer to what?
Someone in this room killed Job.
You're crazy.
That so?
I'll be a bow-legged hypnosis if you ain't. What? Ain't we just admitted Job was shot from out on the porch?
Doc, you're sure Reggie's up patrolling the second floor hallway?
Of course he is. That's what you just told him to do, ain't it?
Yes.
Well, then that's where he is. Looky, it's 3 a.m. How about us calling the whole thing off and going to bed?
Can't.
Well, if the police are satisfied he is shot from outside, why shouldn't we be?
Because I know more than the police do.
Okay, you know more than... Huh? You know more about what?
What's going on in this house.
For instance...
We know that a baby cries in this house and that there's no baby.
Yeah.
We know that Cherry predicted Job's death not 10 minutes before he was killed.
You mean her saying they would get him before the law did?
Yes. How did she know?
Well, how about her being in cahoots with the killer on the outside?
Maybe. We also know that just before Job was killed, the lights went out in the library.
And the baby cried.
Yes, but what made the lights go out?
Well, somebody snapped the switch.
But who? No one in the room was nearer than 6 feet to the switch.
It's right beside the door. Somebody must have sneaked the door open, reached in, and snapped them off.
Who?
Well, the guy that shot Job from the porch.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Well, why don't you?
Here, bring your flashlight over here and run along the floor.
What for?
Would you mind, Doc?
Oh, no, of course not.
Thanks. Okay.
You know, fella, don't mind me saying so, but I think you're trying to make something out of nothing.
You can go to bed if you want to.
Oh, you know doggone well I won't go to bed till you do.
Suit yourself.
Why do you think somebody in this house done murder? At least you can tell me that much.
It was too well set up. It was all planned.
What was?
The murder. Cherry insisted on bringing the whole family down here. Cherry accused Job of killing the chauffeur and predicting his death. Cherry was frightened from the moment we brought her into this room with Job.
Cherry's always scared.
But just the same, she was breathless, expectant, waiting for something to happen.
Then you really think she done it?
On the other hand, Grandmother Martin acted very peculiar. She insisted on arranging the chairs in a certain position in the room. She insisted on each one of the family taking a certain chair. She selected the chair right in front of the window for Job.
But didn't Faye explain that she'd been doing that since they were little kids?
Yet when I interviewed the family on the first night we got here, she didn't insist. Everyone sat where he wanted to.
Hmm. That's funny.
Yes, I think so, too.
The only thing about Grandma doing it, though, everybody said Job was her favorite. You don't just up and murder your favorite grandchild. You don't even help somebody else do it.
Still, she did make him sit in the chair in front of the window.
Yeah, she done that all right. But looky, Jack, just before the murder... You were so sure that Faye was the one.
I'm still not overlooking her. She's the most intelligent, the most capable of planning a foolproof murder.
And she was the one nearest. Hey, wait a minute. I just thought of something. Did you hear any gun go off?
What's that?
When Job was shot, did you hear any gun go off?
No.
Well, neither did I. Just the smashing of the window.
Which means the gun with the silencer was used.
Yeah. I guess that'd have to be it, wouldn't it? Hmm. Well, what's that for?
Huh?
Well, what you doing that for?
Marking on the floor where each chair is placed, just in case they're moved. There. And now then, we're ready to go upstairs.
To bed?
No, not to bed.
Oh, all right. I was just asking. Will you tell me one thing, though?
What?
Why, if you think Cherry or Grandma or Faye is a killer, didn't you lock them up tonight?
I sent Reggie to patrolling in front of their rooms, didn't I?
Yeah, but this afternoon you had them all locked in and had me and Reggie watching besides. Now you have their doors unlocked and... You only have Reggie on the job.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
Huh? You've been doing what?
Waiting for something to happen.
You mean that's what we've been doing in yonder in the library, waiting for something?
Yes.
Well, I thought you said you was hunting for something.
Well, I had to put in the time some way.
But what? Waiting for what?
For the murderer to make the next move.
For the... You mean you're turning the murderer loose to prowl in the house?
That's about it.
Well, just to see what he'd do next?
Yes.
Then why'd you bother to put Reggie up on the second floor?
So we could get to all the rooms fast in case the baby cried.
And no baby ain't cried.
No.
So you're giving up expecting something to happen?
Maybe. I'll take it easy on the stairs.
Yeah. Hey, that kind of makes my hair stand up, fella. Right this minute, a killer may be a sneaking and a crouching around in dark places. Hey, hold it.
What's the matter?
There's somebody standing there at the head of the stairs.
What? Oh, what's the matter with you, Doc? That's Reggie.
Well, what's he in the shadow for?
Is that you, Jack?
Yes, Reggie. Everything quiet up here?
Too belly quiet, if you ask me.
Haven't heard anything, huh?
There's been movement in Faye's room. I don't think that young woman's getting much sleep tonight.
A bad conscience, maybe, huh?
That's all you've heard?
Funny thing. Once I thought I heard a rustling of a dress.
When was that?
Oh, 15, 20 minutes ago.
What did it sound like?
Just movement. Like a drape blowing at an open window. Must have been hearing things known in the hall. If any of the doors had been open and closed, I'd have heard them.
You couldn't have seen around the corner of the hall?
No, but it's been so quiet, I would have heard the turn of a doorknob.
Maybe. Maybe not. Let's have a look.
But I tell you, Jack,
there's no time for guesswork. We'll make sure.
This is Faye's room.
Yeah, give me a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
Wait here.
I thought you said Faye was awake.
She was. Half an hour ago.
She all right, Jack?
Yes, her bed looks like it had been stirred up with a spoon, but she's asleep now.
Hope's right around the corner of the hall.
All right.
I don't see how anyone can sleep tonight. Her brother murdered.
Exhaustion.
I suppose so. This is it.
Wait here.
Funny, they didn't lock their doors from inside.
Yeah, but I was on duty up here.
Just the same with somebody prowling. Oh, Hope okay?
Yes. Doesn't look like she'd moved since she got into that bed. Doc, you keep watch down here while Reggie and I go up on the third floor and have a look at Grandma and Cherry.
Sure, go ahead.
Come on, Reggie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Faye.
Did somebody just come into my room?
Yeah, Jack. Just checking up.
Well, he's got his nerve.
For your own good.
I'll bet I was something to look at. Didn't he ever hear the old saw, let sleeping girls lie?
I guess not.
Where is he now?
Oh, up on the third floor, checking on Grandma and Cherry.
Oh, Grandma's gonna love that.
Business is business.
Grandma keeps a poker beside her bed. For his own good, he'd better not wake her up.
Grandma's asleep?
Yes. She snores. Now then, across the hall is Cherry. Listen.
The baby.
Quick, look in Cherry's room.
Righto.
Turn on the light.
I'm trying to. Here it is. Say, she's not here. Cherry's not here.
Downstairs, quick. Get down, wait.
What's that?
Here by the door, look. Handkerchief, blood on it.
Oh, I say.
Come on, don't stand there.
Jack, wait a minute, look here.
We haven't got time for anything.
But right here by the head of the stairs. A shoe.
What's that? Here, let me see it.
A girl's shoe.
Cherry's. Come on, keep your eyes open.
I know.
Yeah, here's something else.
I say, a ribbon.
Out of her hair.
Jack, the baby. Did you hear the baby?
Yeah, we heard it.
And Cherry's not in the room.
Cherry, you mean the baby's got her?
Don't be a fool. Doc, you stay here and guard these doors. Reggie and I have got a job on our hands.
Well, where are you going?
Search the house. She seems to have been dropping things all along the way.
I say, what's this?
Stocking. Looks like a striptease here. I'm downstairs to the first floor. Uh-oh. There's something at the foot of the stairs.
Another shoe.
What's that in the hallway? Get it.
I say, I don't see it.
Toward the back of the house.
The baby again.
Hurry.
She must have gone this way.
All right. What'd you pick up that time?
I don't know, but it's feminine, lacy and perfumed.
Well, hang on to it. Now, this goes into the kitchen. Come on. Now, look around.
I say, here it is. A bit of lace. Looks like it was a soft dress.
Right in front of this door.
Jove. Dark.
Must be the cellar. Find a light?
Fine. Here it is.
Come on. Yeah, this way.
Check, I say, the furnace. It's going full blast.
I can see it.
But the furnace, full blast, at 3 a.m?
Look. Look there, Reggie.
It's Cherry. Cherry lying in front of the furnace.
Here, let me see.
Bound hand and foot.
And gagged. She's unconscious.
But, Jack, the furnace. Do you think they were going to do it? Do you?
The further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Mike McCarthy speaking.